Yeah, so we're learning Daf Chav Shabbos, Mesechta Shabbos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think it's the 8th or 9 line, beginning of the line. Amar of Achav Rei the Rav L'Rav Ashi. Talk to Gemara. Amar of Achav Rei the Rav L'Rav Ashi. Tana the Rei of Yishmael. Lefi, the Tana the Rei of Yishmael, that learns out that a beged, stam beged, is semba or pishtim. A stam beged is dafka wool or linen. So maishtol in yatumah, the marvi shar begadim, the ksiv oy beged. So we had another term Yishmael, that from oy beged, it's a marba other begadim. We're asking Rav Nachman. We said a fear of Nachman. Rav Nachman just said that Talmud Yishmael says, since it says beged by negan, it means semba pishtim, therefore, the beged by tzitzis also means dafka tzema pishtin, and only wool a linen is chayiv in tzitzis. But legabe tumma, we have the pasuk of oy beged, that's marbe tumma by other type of materials also. So, break the Gemara, maishalin and tumma, the marbe shar begadim, the ksiv oy beged, with marbe other type of materials from oy beged, hachanami, by tzitzis also, lame l'rabe shar begadim ma'ashet achasaba. The pasuk says, a loshon of asher techasaba, and that's in marba, other type of materials to tell us that the chayav and tzitzis not only on tzemer pishtin, but on other things. Because the pasuk says, gedilim tasaloch al arba kampis ksuscha asher techasaba. So it's extra words, asher techasaba, teaching us that anything you cover yourself with, you chayav and tzitzis. So why don't we learn from those extra words, just like we learn from oybeged, that you have tumah by shar materials, from Ash Techasaba, you should learn out that all the begadim are mechia tzitzis. So, the Gemara, no. Ash Techasaba we use for something else, those extra words. You know what we use it for? Ahulu Asuya, Ksusuma Hudasa. That's coming to a marba, someone who can't see, who's blind, that if he has a four cornered beggar, he has to wear tzitzis. The Tayyun, the Nebraisa. It says in the Pasuk about tzitzis, where Isim Oisai, you have to see them. Pratlik Suslaila, comes to Afuke. Pajamas, doesn't need tzitzis, why not? Because that's not a time of Re'isim Oysoi. You can't see it, it's at night. At the Oymer, Pralexus Laila, you're saying Re'isim Oysoi. It's coming to exclude. Pajamas, Aina Ella Pralexus Suma. Maybe it's coming to exclude a beggar of a blind person. Kishu Oymer Asher Techasaba. When it says the extra Asher Techasaba, Hare Ksus Suma Omo. It's being Marba Ksus of a Suma. Hamayin Mekayim Reis Moisoi, so what do we learn from Reis Moisoi? What's the miyat from Reis Moisoi? Pratlik Ksus Laila. Kamed Lafuk Ksus Laila. So it means we have two shilas, Ksus Suma and Ksus Laila. We're using Ash Techasaba to marbe Ksus Suma, or Reis Moisoi to exclude Ksus Laila. Frek Tamar Mar Reisa, the rabbi is Suma Lahitz Ksus Laila, do the opposite. Marbe Nik Samara says, you know what? Maybe you should do the opposite. You should be marbe the Ksus Laila and exclude a ksus of a suma. So, tomorrow, marba ani ksus suma, it makes more sense that a person who can't see, his clothing should be chayav in tzitzis. Why? She yesh no beria itz achirim. People could take him around and use the light and use the ri'iyah to take him around. U'moitzin ksus laila, she any beria itz achirim. No one could see at night. And therefore, ksus laila is more mufka from the parasha of tzitzis. Akoponim. The Gemara says, Ash Techasaba is not being married by other begotten. Well, you need it to teach us Ksusuma. So that's the Teretz of the Kasha. Frey the Gemara, Ve'emel Rabbe Shav begotten. Maybe we should be married by Shav begotten. How do you know that Ash Techasaba is married by Suma? Married by the other type of materials of Chayav and Tzitzis. So the Gemara, Mestavra, Koyib et Tzema Pishtim. In the Sugya, Gedilim Tasloch is right in the Smuchas of Tzema Pishtim. We'll buy Tzema Pishtim. So marba tzema pishtim, we're marba something in the type of clothing of tzema pishtim. What are we marba? A tzema or pishtim of a suma. Makes sense that in the same parasha of tzema pishtim will be marba something that has shaykhs to that parasha. But koyib tzema pishtim marba shah begodim, with mil tzema pishtim we marba from the word as tuchasaba other begodim, that doesn't make sense. It makes sense if we have a ribui to make in the clothing of tzema pishtim, which means we're marba a clothing of a person who can't see. It makes more sense to make that ribui into marba other begadim. Adkan this Gemara. Now we're going to talk about the end of the Rav Shimon ben Elazar that we had in the bottom of Amud. He said that you can't that something that's not mekabel tumah is used for schach, besides for pishtum, that even though it's not legamri mekabel tumah, still you can't use it for schach. So why not? So what I was assuming the reason is because unim shal pishtum means little tongues of linen. The lach is that there is negav on that. Shiva erev, it says negav on that. Since there's a tumas negaim, you can't use it for schach. Talk to Gemara. Oh my, I'm shimmer laws of a sumka some of dava echad. I'm shimmer laws of hadamara that they say that you can't make schach with pishtum. And sumchas, the Tanya, sumchas oimer, sikha betvi, you was mesachech with threads that were spun already, threads of linen. It's not makabel tumas sheretz, but it is makabel tumas negam, psula. It's possible for schach. Why? Because it has tumas negam. So the same thing, like Hashem Laws is saying, he's saying, can't use pishtum for schach because it's makabel tuma of a tumas negam. Dr. Gemara, Keman, who is a body going like that? He says that even tongues of pishton is metame bitzaras. It's two pshat in this Gemara. We'll say one pshat and say another pshat. Ki haitana, the Tanan of the Mishnah, shasiv eir metame negom miyad, right away when it's spun, the Rameya. Rav Yehuda Eimer, hashasi mishi yishala. Shasi is only, that's the threads that go straight. Those threads are only metame after you take it out of the pot that it got cooked up and got very white. V'ha'erev miyad when it's spun. V'unin shal pishton mishislavnum. And unin shal pishton when it gets cleaned in the tana. So Rashi has two pshatim what will bring a riot to. The first pshat the Rashi is that we're saying who does sumchas go like? It goes like Rameya, the holes that right when it gets tvi ready, it's spun, even before you take it, even before you cook it up in the pot, it's already makabel tuma. So that's like Rameya. Rameya says, Shiveir Matam Nagam Miyad. That's the one pshat Rashi. The other pshat Rashi is that we're saying, who's told you that Unan Shal Pishtam, even before it's made into a beged, it's already makabel tuma? Maybe it has to be a beged. So he says, going like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Unan shal pishtam, and she slavnu, you see, even before it turned into a beged, already it's makabel tumas negam. That's what the command is. That's Rashi's second shot. So we have two pshatim in Rashi. Akaponim, what comes out here is that anything that's with makabel tumas negam, you cannot use for schach. Now we're going to start the next Mishnah. We're going back to a little Hilchos Shabbos, but don't worry, we'll get back to Hilchos Tumah soon. Zok the Mishnah. Ka yoytze min ha'etz. Anything that comes out of a tree, that grows from a tree, ein madlikin boy, you can't use as a wick. Ela pishton. The only thing that's, even though pishton is called eitz, we'll see in the Gemara arrive from a pasuk that pishton is called wood, but still, you're allowed to use pishton to make wicks. But you can't use anything that comes from a tree. Now Rashi says, the example is canvas and semigefen. Semigefen is cotton. So it sounds like from Rashi, you can't use cotton wicks. Frank Tosfos, the Ramaskal called, he says, Maisim Mechol Yoyim, you use cotton wicks, and it lights beautifully. The whole part why you can't use wood-based wicks is because I'm light nicely. What do you mean? First of all, it lights nicely, and second of all, we use that all the time. Maisim Mechol Yoyim, Zok Tosfos, Medikim Tzema Geffen. Vigam Toiv Moilu Psila, it's also very good. Zok Tosfos, that canvas and Tzema Geffen is not called Yoytzim in the Eitz, because those things are more like plants. They grow from the ground, they're like Zera, he calls it. It's more like plants. That's not a problem for wicks. Only something that's tree-based is a problem as a wick. And the only reason why linen needs a chiddush is because it's called eitz in the Torah. That's why. But be'etzem, that would also be good because it's also a type of plant. And he says, any plant is not a shayla. I mean, definitely something comes out of a tree. Let's say you want to use an apple for a wick. That wouldn't work. But anything that grows from the ground, of course, is good according to Tosfos, and therefore, Tzema Geffen is good according to Tosfos. Comes out of Chodesh Rashi and Tosfos if cotton is good for wicks. Obviously, we pass on like Tosfos that wicks are very good. Let's read the Mishnah Nochem. Kol Yoytzim and Eitzim, it comes out of a tree. We said it's Chodesh Rashi and Tosfos what that means. Ein Madlikim Boy Ela Pishton. Only Pishton can be used from things that come out of a tree. Another Halacha. Kol Yoytzim and Eitzim, anything grows from a tree. Ein Matama Tumas Oilim. It's not Matama Tumas Oilim. Ela Pishton. Only Pishton. Which means like this. That if you have a wood oil, the wood oil is not makabel tumah. The avada makes a person tumah if he's under the same roof as the mace, but the roof itself is not metama, does not mekabel tumah. Only if the oil is made out of pishton, so then it can mekabel tumah. That the mekabel tumah. But if it's not made out of pishton, then it's just like a regular house. The house itself is not metama, does not become tummy. But pishton will become tummy, and we'll see the Gemara's learned out. Gonna learn out from a pasuk, from the Mishkan. Akpon, that's the Mishnah. So the first half of the Mishnah said that for psilo, even though pishton's called eitz, you're allowed to use it. Zok the Gemara, no one to pishton eitz. How do you know that linen is called wood eitz? Zok the Gemara from a pasuk in Yeshua by Rachav Hazayna. Om mazutcha om akra, vehi halosa magaga, she brought them up to the roof, vatit v'neim pishton eitz, and she buried them, the spies, in the pishtei ha'etz. So you see, you call pishton etz. And the Mishnah says, but that's still good, even though it's called etz, it's still good for wicks, because it lights in that well. So let's make a little haschal on the Gemara Vayit. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that v'hayetzim in ha'etz, enim etam etumas oylem, el pishton. That something that comes out of wood, out of a tree, like wood, the oil itself has not become tame, besides for a pishton oil, a oil made out of flax or linen, that oil will become tamei itself. Manolan, how do we know? On Rav Elazar, Gama, oil of a mishkan. We learn out oil of a mishkan. Ksiv hacha, it says here in the pasuk regarding tumas oil, it says zois ha'tayra odom kiyomas ba'oil. Ksiv hasam, and it says by the covering of the mishkan, by yifrois es ha'oil al ha'mishkan, they put the oil onto the mishkan. Ma'al ha'lon shall pishdon kar oil, just like by the cover of the mishkan. One of the covers in the Mishkan had pishton in it, and we call it oil. Afkan, so pishton kore oil. Also, gavet tuma, we are going to call the pishton oil, and therefore it says adam kiyomis oil, and it becomes tumay als tumas oil. It becomes tuma and tumas oil, and it will come out that besides for pishton, there will be other things also that would have a din oil, because you learn from the Mishkan. And that is, and we'll see as the Gemara goes along, the Gemara will explain this barichas, is that it'll come out like tzemer, wool also overcome with tumas oil, because wool is also used as the ureas of the Mishkan, and izim, and even ar, which is leather also, because you'll see ar tchashim. The Gemara will talk about that barichas. So it comes out that we learn from the Mishkan that a few different things, the materials are called the oil, and those oil then will be makabel tuma. Makabel tuma. The Gemara, imala halon. If we're learning out from Mishkan, maybe just like the Mishkan, the way it was made is that the threads were doubled by six. Imala halon shazurim chutin kavol shisha. Afka maybe got tumas oil because there's the word oil. Shazurim chutin kavol shisha. It's also be spun with six threads. So the Gemara tamaloyma oil riba. It says in the pasuk a lot of times oil. In the pasuk, I think it says altogether three times. This says Zeis Hatayra Adam Kiyomas Ba'Oil Chabala Oil B'Chasheva Oil Tiyut Shemuziyam. It's three times oil in the pasuk. That's marbe. That even if it's not shazurim into six, it's still the halacha will be that of mitamat tumas oil. Break the Gemara. The oil riba. I feel like calling the nami. If it's oil riba, then everything, all type of materials from mekabel tumas oil. Gemara says no. In case there's shavah harle, what do you need mishkan? What do you need mishkan? Taretz is teaching us it has to be dafka, these materials, and no other materials. And we'll take a stop over here, and we'll continue Metz Hashem on tomorrow's daf.